Advent is a time to remind us the love of God for each of us. He shared His love for each one of us with the birth of His only begotten Son on earth. And His Son gave us a good example how to follow the will of God. Jesus says, "Be alert. Be watchful." Jesus Himself did the same thing. When He started to work in His mission, He had 40 days of fasting. Then the devil came and gave Him a temptation. Asked Him, "Can you change the rock into bread? Because you're hungry." It's a real temptation. He was really hungry after 40 days of abstinence. But Jesus said, "It's most important to listen to the word of God than the bread." So too many times we are tempted to do things against the will of God. But Jesus gave us the example. Trust first in the Lord, in His word. It's the most important. The way how we trust is to live well His will, the will of God for each one of us, which is so different from one another. Don't ask why this and that. We are different, but we have different graces to follow our way. So if you don't have the grace of this person, don't think that you don't have the grace to follow your own way. Jesus gave it to each one of us the special grace that we can fulfill the will of God. But one secret: the will of God only can be done at every present moment, not the past, which will never come back, neither the future. And Jesus always says many times, "Don't worry things about the tomorrow. Today, you have your cross." That means we have the own grace to fulfill the will of God every present moment. For me, all these years, it's so important to help me to have peace. Because many times, there are things unforeseen in the future. It distracts me. But I'm thankful for the Lord that He gave us this message. Live well every present moment. If I'm disturbed at this moment, I tell myself, now, God wants me to preach, not to think, not to prepare. Now, I have to stand here and just stand. You, at this moment, you are seated in your place. Just be quiet. What is prayer? Prayer is to rest in the Lord and be trustful. And this is our own prayer. Not saying many things, and your mind is thinking so many things. That's why many people say, I attend Mass, I'm lost. Why? Because you're thinking too much of things of the tomorrow, or something in the future. You're not present. That's the way we do not follow the will of God. So let's pray that we can do so. That's in Psalm 18, verse 4 says, "Lord, make us turn to You, our hearts turn to Him, not to our own needs, but His will. Let us see Your face." Jesus' face is we cannot see, but we can see Him in each labor. Whatever you do to the least, you're doing to Me. So believe in Jesus' presence in your life, in labor, in yourself, in every present moment. So believe we have the sufficient grace to do everything which is assigned to us. So today we start a new year, the liturgical new year, beginning with our yes to Jesus. We want to follow Jesus, follow you, Jesus, closely. Whatever you want me to do, just say our yes.